What's up, guys?
There he is. All right. We are now joined by our race winner, three-time Brickyard champion, Kevin Harvick. Several questions already in the queue, and we'll go right to them. Starting off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Thanks, Kevin. I heard you on the radio as soon as when Denny Hamlin crashed. You immediately expressed.
Let's take West 10th Street Speedway and I-465 South. In 900 feet, turn left on Shaw Drive.
Sorry.
All good. When you see Denny Hamlin crash like that, does your concern immediately go, or does your thoughts immediately go to his well-being? Or are you thinking, you know what, we've got an opportunity to win this race?
Well, I went from opportunity to win the race to immediately asking if he was okay, you know, because when you see fire and a hit like that, you know, that's the number one concern, just to make sure that he's okay, because that was a huge hit. We all want to win, but you know, at the end of the day, we all want to walk out of here with everybody healthy. So, you know, I was glad for them to tell me that he got out of the car, just to, you know, just this is the soft wall. Birth of the soft walls, and I think, you know, when you see a hit like that, you're reminded of, you know, how big of an impact that soft walls have had on our sport as they tell me he gets out of the car. So you know, that's the biggest concern is everybody's health.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll take a question from Bob Hawkers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kevin, I think you're at 22 playoff points and you have a pretty good lead right now in the regular season points. Did you start the season with a target of a number of playoff points you wanted? And if so, are you close to it?
I hadn't even looked. I hadn't had a goal. You know, our goal is to be competitive on a weekly basis. And usually that stuff will take care of itself. So look, you know, this whole thing right now, and really even on a normal season, our season is so long and there's so many things that are going on. It really just comes down to a, you know, just kind of a week to week sort of situation of what you focus on and what you think about, just because, you know, you get too far ahead, you just start jumbling thoughts together. So I know if we keep winning, the points will keep adding up, and when it comes playoff time, those will be very valuable. But right now, everything's going so well, and we've got momentum, and you want to win as many races as you can while you've got that wave of momentum on your side.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll take Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Kevin. I know, Rodney, you talked about how, and we all heard how Rodney had warned you about that the 11 had been courting tires and to push him hard. But I was just wondering from your guys' end, were you guys looking good most of the race?
Yeah, we had great tire wear today. Our car was, they hit the cambers and everything right on. So I was able to, you know, to really push my car hard, you know, as hard as I could push it. We still never got the handling 100% right. I was able to push him a little bit harder that last run than I had been before. I was able to stay a little bit closer, and you know, with the sun going down, the pace really picked up. So, you know, it's, you know, the corner speed started to pick up and lap time started to pick up as well. So we knew they were close on tire wear.
Thanks, Mark.
Next up, we'll take a question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Kevin, on the restart, the last restart there where you got Cole behind you and Eric behind Matt, with how you guys had them surrounded, I mean, is it – you know, as long as you don't do anything wrong, that you should be the one going off and sailing off into the distance in turn one? Or can you talk me through that?
Well, Cole got a really good restart, was able to get attached to my bumper, and being on the front row right there, especially late in the race, everybody's going to be pushing as hard as they can to try to get themselves in position to, you know, to have the best restart they can. Cole had a great restart and was able to get attached to my bumper, and really, you know, we were clear before we got to turn one. So, you know, at that point, you know, you've got clean air and those guys were side by side and we were able to break away right there. But, you know, definitely Cole was a huge part of helping us win this race at the end.
And just, you know, what does it mean to have won this back to back and to have won this a third time? Obviously different situations than your previous experiences here, but just what's this like feeling?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you today I was as excited as I've been of any of the races that we've won, because, you know, look, for me, I think you guys have all heard me talk about this. This is like living out your childhood dream, being able to race here and win here. I know how many times we've had really fast cars here and come out on the other side of this, and now to win it back to back at the Brickyard and have won it three times is something that is a little bit surreal, to be honest with you, because I kind of have to just laugh about it and you know, think back to all of those times that you told somebody you were gonna, you know, go win the Indy 500 and race Indy cars or whatever the case may be, and now you're here in a stock car and, you know, 20 years into your career and still going strong. So it's a great place to come to. It's a great place to race and something that I look forward to every year.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Nathan Brown. Go ahead, Nathan.
Couple questions for you, Matt. You're the one of the few guys that was really able to make some big impactful passes on the track here today. I know we don't always see that from guys here in the Brickyard 400 at IMS. A couple passes, maybe take me through them and what allowed you to make those that made a big difference in today's race.
I'm sorry. I thought Matt was still on there.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
What was your question? Sure. I heard Matt. I started not paying attention.
No, that's my fault. I was asking, you made a couple of really big passes there on track today, and we don't always see that here with the stock cars at IMS. What kind of take me through what allowed you to make some of the really big passes out there that made a big difference today?
Yeah, well, I had a really fast car, you know, on the restarts and had to, you know, that's always kind of been our strategy, was to take advantage of the restarts and do everything we could to get track position when we could. You know, we had some big moments and had to make some big moves in order to try to get control of the race. And, you know, if you let it get strung out and it just becomes harder at that particular time. So yeah, definitely we're able to make some big moves and have them work out. And really, that's kind of the position that we're in. And, you know, that's kind of the position that you put yourself in every time you come here. You want to be able to race for a win. And, you know, it's the Brickyard. So you take chances and you try to put yourself in position. They called a good race. We had one little hiccup there where the spotter was talking over Rodney, and I didn't pit when Denny pitted and came out behind him. But in the end, we just kept grinding away and wound up in victory lane.
I imagine this track just kind of – in those moments that you're able to make those big passes, just kind of puts an emphasis on how important those are when you get that opportunity and to make sure that you are able to take advantage of them when you get them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you definitely, you know, it's the strategy is don't screw up and lose three or four spots. Try to maintain or gain one or two. And when you're racing for the lead and there's one or two guys in front of you, you know, those are the moments that make or break the race, because you know, a lot of times those things multiply. You know, if you don't get two and you lose momentum and you lose two more, and then it just kind of seems to snowball from there. So if you can leapfrog a couple of them and get yourself, you know, a little further ahead of the game, it just, you know, it's progression in the right direction, because it can go the other way quick.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Next up, we'll take a question from Jeff Club. Go ahead, Jeff.
Kevin, you know, after Denny's crash, he was talking about you know, how much he enjoys racing with you guys. And it kind of echoed some comments that I feel like Kyle Busch and others have made in the past about how they enjoy racing against your team. There's a high level of respect there. What is it about your group that people enjoy competing against you and racing against you?
Yeah, well, I think they know that first they know our cars are fast and we're competitive on a week-to-week basis. And I think the second thing is, you know, it's when you're racing with Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch, you know that you've got to be on top of your game, because the guys that are sitting on top of their pit boxes, they're going to call a good race. You have to drive a good race, and it just brings out the A game in your mind, and it brings out that same game in the guys that are sitting on the pit box. And it just, you know, you want to race the best, and, you know, those guys are two of the best. And when you can race them head-to-head and you know, go back and forth like Denny and myself have the last few weeks, and Kyle in the past. I mean, those are things that you show up to do, right? You want to race against the best guys, and you know, that's what's at this level. And you know, I think when you wind up racing against guys like that on a week-to-week basis, and everybody's racing hard and respects each other, and especially the older that we get, I think we realize that you know, the things that we're doing are, you know, on the tail end of our career, and we're enjoying those types of things. But, you know, you're still at the top of the game with those guys, and it's just you know, it's just a lot of respect, because it's a very similar group. To both those groups are very similar to our group, crew chiefs that are racers and you know, team guys that have been together for a long time. And I know Denny's group hasn't been together, but you know, with the way that they communicate and the things that they do, you would think that they have, and they've been really successful. So you know, it's just enjoyable to race against really competitive guys, and especially when you do it all the time.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll take Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Kevin, back in 2018, you said that at that point, winning was like a game to become a game, because you'd scored 8 wins that year, all the playoff points. Since 2018, you've won 16 races now, including today. What is there any way to describe what it's like to perform at a level like this when it comes to stage points, bonus points, and the win that this team has had, the way it's performed the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's a lot of things that come into play there, and you have a manufacturer change that's in the middle of that. But in the end, I think when you look at the root of the equation, it's the team, right? It's the crew chief and the driver that have been together, the engineer that you know, we had one engineer move on, but we had the same engineer with Dax, and you know, you keep adding little pieces, you know, to keep making that puzzle come together and fit together well. But experience plays a big role in this, and I think, you know, for us, when we come to the racetrack, you have to be, I know I have to be prepared, because I know every guy on my team is going to be prepared and has done everything that they can during that week leading up to that race to do 100% of their job. And, you know, if you're not prepared, you've let every person down, because that's the type of team that we've been fortunate to put together over the last 7 years. And you know, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing allowed us to do that from the beginning. And it's just, it keeps progressing. And you know, you keep getting more and more details out of things because you keep the people together, and everybody believes in what I just said, that if you don't do 100% of your job during the week, you have let the rest of the team down, because they have.
Next, we'll take a question from Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
Kevin, a non-racing question, but coming here this weekend, Jimmy, obviously the news of his coronavirus situation. What is your concern level overall for something like that, for dealing with not, you know, getting the virus? And also, we learned that Hendrick has a backup plan. Their whole Allgaier coming up and being the backup driver in place in a whole system. Does Stuart Haas have a similar type backup plan for if one of the drivers does come down with it?
Yeah, we've had a backup plan since day one. I think that was, you know, one of the things that NASCAR you know, talked about from the very beginning, you know, and you know, how far you get to the racetrack and the time frame, how early you get to the racetrack and the time frame that is needed. But yeah, I think everybody for the most part, I would assume, has a backup plan. I know we do. And you know, I think gosh, I mean, it's just you do everything that you can do, and you know, with kids and you know, you still have to function, right? So for us, you know, we've tried to, I mean, I can't, we've not been out to eat. We've not been to the grocery store. You know, we do as much as we can at home. I don't know what I'd do if we didn't have kids, because really, you know, they keep me sane during the week and trying to keep them busy. Keelan's go-kart career has been fun. And, you know, we've gone out and got our own stuff and tried to compartmentalize everything that we have to just kind of be in our own little bubble when we do that, and that's really about it. And you know, fly up by myself, I sit in a motorhome by myself, and you know, it's all, you know, short-lived, one day for the most part, unless we're racing two races. But yeah, it's tough, because if you let your guard down, you know, you don't know, and you know, for the most part, you're walking around wearing a mask, and 90% of the people around you outside of this bubble on a normal day are not. And that's the unfortunate part, is you have, you know, something as simple as wearing a mask and you know, and when you're around people, that could be beneficial for all of us. So, yeah, it's tough. And you know, Jimmy's situation, I mean, it's terrible. You know, I think we all are aware that it could be us, and you just never know. So, yeah, you do the best that you can and hope that it works out.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. We have time for a couple more. We'll take next from Jim Aiello. Gotcha.
Hey, Kevin, congrats. I just wanted to ask, I'm never disappointed to get a win, but I was just curious, did you think you had enough to overtake Denny at the end there if the tire hadn't blown? And were you kind of looking forward to that little bit, maybe a shootout at the end?
No, we weren't going to get by him, you know, unless he made a huge mistake. And, you know, obviously that tire was wearing out. But, yeah, I mean, it's just at that point, his car was, you know, we were pretty even. And the longer that we went, his car was a little bit better than mine on the long run. You know, the restarts were, you know, for me, were our strong point. So we would have needed a caution. We weren't going to get by him under green.
And we'll take our final question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Sorry about the delay. Kevin, to kind of follow up on that last question, having a formidable opponent like Hamlin, I mean, does it just make you want to come to track and just kind of kick ass? I mean, does it put you in a more competitive mode maybe than you normally would be because of the level that you two are both competing at right now?
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. And you know, when we were, you know, we kind of went back and forth there. I was leading and then he was leading and, you know, then he has trouble. But, you know, you have to kind of smile about it because it's two teams performing at a tremendously high level right now. And it has cycled around to the two of us for several weeks now. And you know, I think as you look at that, it's it definitely makes it fun. And, you know, you want to have the upper hand on the, you know, who finishes in front of who ratio at this point. So, especially because, you know, if that's the guy that you're racing and the team that you're racing, you want to at least stay even par. So, you know, those guys are good. They're doing a great job. And obviously, you know, leading the charge at Joe Gibbs, and our guys are doing the same, you know, on days when you think you're out of it and you keep grinding and all of a sudden you wind up in victory lane. You know, those are the days that you just you smile because you know that everybody did their job and kept yourself in the game.
Thanks, Kevin. Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great night. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.